boyfriends.
Boyfriends. Although, I don't know, because I'm a little jealous. I can't, I don't know if I can handle that.
Oh, I don't give a shit about anything else. I'll just take the money. I don't have to have sex with anybody. It's probably going to be somebody like Bob Barker. I mean, let's get real.
You know what? I will suck some old balls.
Ew.
If I have to. If it's
Big Fatty's available.
I said old, not decrepit. I said old, not ancient. Love you, Big Fatty.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I will suck some old balls.
Ew.
I have to.
Yes. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2198. Of the BFO for Thursday the 30th of June 2016, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I've got a list, and on it includes... Yes, Big Fatty, we hear the coupon. We hear it.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem.
We are loyal to Bulgaria, vulture of the West, and we toil for Bulgaria, feathering her nest. The soil of Bulgaria through all the world is known. From her heights to her dairy area, Bulgaria stands alone.
Hello, Havsies. Big Fatty, are you referring to Big Ricky's junk? No, I am not. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're halvesies today because today, as of today, y'all, 2016 is half over. Big Fatty, where does the time go? I don't know, but y'all, I cannot believe that this year is half over. Big Fatty, you've said it before, and you'll probably repeat yourself and say it again, but it's downhill from here. Yes, Big Fatty. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. We hear it, y'all, as I do on Hump Day. Y'all went to the Von's East at lunchtime today. Y'all, they didn't have a whole lot that I needed, but y'all, and I bought crap. I just bought crap. Big Fatty, what else is new? But y'all, the one thing that they did have that I needed, y'all, they had the good coffee. They had the good coffee, buy one, get one free. And so y'all, excuse me, I picked up a couple of bags of that. Y'all, they had the Kraft singles. I got the sharp cheddar flavor. Buy one, get one free. So I got a package of those. Let's see. What are we? Big Fatty, we don't know. No, I'm sorry. It was $2 for $5. So I only got one of those. Y'all, they had the chicken bazooms. And y'all, I wanted the chicken, but I didn't want the boneless chicken bazooms. I wanted the ones with the ribs and all on it. So it would I'd have the skin and all. Because y'all, I think for Independence Day weekend, I'm going to cook me some barbecue chicken on the grill. Yes, Big Fatty, that sounds lovely. Just don't make sure it's not pink, okay? Y'all, they had the good Von's East banana pudding ice cream on sale. So y'all, I decided to treat myself to some more of that. Y'all, if you have a Von's East in your area, Big Fatty, why would anyone want a Von's East in their area? No, I mean in your neighborhood. That's very different. Y'all, try the banana pudding ice cream. It is just delicious. Y'all, I picked up some Brussels sprouts. Y'all, they had them on sale, so I got me probably, I don't know, about a dozen, 15 Brussels sprouts. I'm going to cook them. Y'all, and they had the Stouffer's and the Lean Cuisine meals on sale. And y'all, I decided I was going to try the Lean Cuisine barbecue flatbread pizza pie. And y'all, I had it for my lunch on hump day. Y'all, it wasn't very good. But y'all, the other thing that I got, these were $4 for $10. Y'all, the other thing I got, they had the shit on a shingle. Beef, Patty Volga, you know, the cream chip beef. It was $4 for $10. So I got a couple of those. Y'all, that's just it, you know, that's just one of those guilty pleasures. And y'all, then I picked up a little bag of the Hostess chocolate covered donuts. They were buy one get one free. Y'all, I spent $35.86, but I saved $22.18. Yes, McFitty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, it's been a while since I've been over here at Spot and Big Fatty. Big Fatty, it's because you forgot. It's true. Y'all, last time I was over here, Big Fatty goes full furry at the Horror Hotel. Peter G spotted me there. Peter G also spotted Big Fatty with an old-timey horror club contraption. And his Big Fatty is kicking it old school. Big Fatty, throw those legs up. Oh, Volga. And y'all, then Peter G explained Big Fatty's laying on some sort of examination table. It says, Big Fatty, can you explain what is going on here? And y'all, Big Fatty is naked with his boobies covered over. And y'all, the last one is Peter G spotty Big Fatty at the Horror Hotel. Big Fatty is waiting for Snake to arrive. Big Fatty, that looks just like you. There's those wooden legs, and it's vulgar. And y'all, if you spot Big Fatty, send it over to Spot and Crazy, and we'll come back over here real soon. Yes!
It's Gus Chad's June I Arted Contest on the Big Fatty Show. It's Gus Chad's June I Arted Contest on the Big Fatty Show. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and mail in that art from now until the end of June, but certainly do not ever, under any circumstance, email it before June 1st, because we want to see who has got even the smallest amount of artistic ability. It's Gus Chad's June I Arted Contest on the Big Fatty Show. Let's mail that shit in.
That is correct. And y'all,
this one was really hard.
Oh, y'all, that, of course, is Digga and Digga.
Woodhaven.
Oh, Woodhaven to you, too. Big Fatty, is that the last time? Well, I guess we could probably hear it on the far right little show, because y'all, you've got until midnight. Big Fatty, we might hear it on the Monday little show too. It's true. But y'all, you've got until midnight tonight, the 30th of June. Yes, Big Fatty. To get your I-audited artwork in, you can e-letter it to Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. That's the only way they can get it to you, unless they want to bring it by the villa. It's true. or unless you've already put it in the postal service to Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, we'll be checking postmarks. Yes, y'all, did you go over to the BFO on Hump Day and see the Big Fatty spit it out, the three submissions we had? Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all. Y'all, you know that Patty Bacon? Yes, Big Fatty. Patty Bacon made her very first post over there at the BFO, and she says, "Ole, Big." Yo, that's hello backwards. She says, "What a beautiful trellis! It's much nicer than dubious intents or catching ups." Well, hello. But Patty Bacon, thank you so much for the participation. It's just lovely. But y'all, we've got some more participation. Y'all, the Laughing Buddha, you know, he's the spam ambassador of the BFO. Y'all, he has sent in an eye-audited submission. Y'all, he has taken out his sketch pad, and y'all, he's drawn the boogeyman. Big Fatty, he spelled it bogeyman, he did. But it's the boogeyman, and Big Fatty, that scares me. It looks a lot like Granny. Well, except Granny's really not that thin, but anyway, y'all head on over there to the BFO today at noon, and you can see the Laughing Buddha's submission, because y'all, he is in the running to win the cash money prize. Is huge, just huge. Yes, McFetty.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, it's Brian and Danbury. So I have an Ask Big Fatty, so you can play that beautiful theme music now.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
Big Fatty. Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from the number one fan of the BFO for 2016. That is Brian in Danbury. Number one fan, what you got?
So, this isn't meant to be mean or anything, but do you ever feel a little happy when certain individuals at your respective mines are no longer employees, either through their own choice of being suggested or they're kind of the forcibly removed? We've had a couple of miners been asked to leave, and the day-to-day stress has been a lot less and a lot more tolerable. But part of me feels good, but part of me feels sad that, you know, it has to come down to that. But luckily, they don't work for me. I only have to tolerate some of their inadequacies and possibly fix some of their mistakes. But just an Ask Big Fatty that, you know, people, they can be dumb. And sometimes when they leave, it's better. Later, Big Fatty. Brian and Danbury.
Yeah. Oh. But bacon to you too. And y'all, that of course is the number one fan of the BFO for 2016. That's that Brian in Danbury. And number one fan, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Big Fatty, you've been holding that one for a while. It's true, I have been holding that one for a while because I wanted to play it today. But Big Fatty, unfortunately, it was so long, you're not going to have time to answer it all. But I am going to make an exception because it's the number one fan. And Brian, it's an excellent question. First of all, I think it's human nature that when everyone's life is a little bit better, when problems are not around, you know, it's you know, you can have mixed feelings about that. But Brian, I tell you, the reason that I've held this question until today is because y'all, 2 years from today, Big Fatty is retired. Yes, Big Fatty. So 2 years from today will be the last day that I go to the coal mine. I'll be turning my keys in 2 years from today. So, actually, Big Fatty, it's 2 years from yesterday, because June the 30th in 2018 is on a Saturday. Oh, well, okay, well, 1 year and 364 days in. Yes, Big Fatty, Vader's already counting them down.
Hello, Big Fatty, it's Scotty, your little Aussie Bella. Hey, quick question. damn it, I just missed my bloody bus. Ugh. I hope it's the one before that was late and not the one I'm supposed to be catching, which is leaving 4 minutes early, which then means I'll have a 15-minute wait for the next one. Bloody hell. That's not the question, by the way. Okay, here's the question. Go.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It is time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our second Axe Big Fatty question today comes into us from the future, from the little Aussie battler who just missed his bus. Bloody hell, Big Fatty! Scotty, what do you got?
So, Thursday, tomorrow, is the day when we have to send our artwork to you for the competition, but is it Thursday American time, which really means I can send it on Friday, or is it Thursday no matter what? Which means I have to create the artwork tonight and go to the post office tomorrow. Ugh. Thank you. Bye.
Oh, dear. Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is the little Aussie battler. And Scotty, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from the future. And it's an excellent question, Scotty. One that I'm happy to reiterate. You have until 11:59 on Thursday the 30th of June. That's today. That is Eastern Daylight Time. That's the only time zone that matters. So I just need to have received it by then, or Big Fatty, he's never going to get it to you by then. If he hadn't mailed it yet, well, he can e-letter it. You can e-letter it, Scotty. Big Fatty, that's the future. We'll have to send it into the past so you can read it in the present. It's true. But, Scotty, there's still time for you to win the huge cash money prize. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I just want to close out today's little show. One with some good news and one some bad news. If you watch the Great British Baking Show, and if you don't, you should. The newest season. Well, I guess it's the newest season, but anyway, there's a season of it that starts for right night at 9 p.m. in the evening, and that's on your ETV station. And y'all, then the last little bit of news I've got, y'all, you know that Moose P, just a huge supporter of many little shows. Y'all, one of his bunnies passed away, very unexpected. So y'all keep Moose P and his hubby in your thoughts, and send good wishes his way. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely Thursday. Don't forget, Rabbit, when you get up tomorrow morning of July the 1st. I cannot believe that it's only going to be 2 years until Big Fatty is a Big Fatty, 1 year, 364 days. Okay, anyway, can't believe that it's going so quickly. Because, y'all, I had made the decision to do this when it was 4.5 years. So, time flies. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Stinky Orangutans. And Roger and Ricky, what are y'all doing for the 4th of July?
I will suck some old balls.
Ew.
I have to.
Oh, you can do that and yank my doodle. It's a dandy. Yes.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.